this is Chris Bolin from ADI Lumberyard, and you're listening to WGXC Acra Catskill Hudson.
If you like radio that painstakingly stitches together seemingly unlike music in delightfully unpredictable ways, then check out WGXC's Overlooked, the second and fourth Tuesday of each month, just after the new news. You'll hear underheard and overlooked music, ancient to future, from every corner of the Omniverse. That's Overlooked on 90.7 WGXC.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Upstate Films, a nonprofit theater connecting the Hudson Valley through transformative cinematic experiences. Presenting The Witching Hour, a series that pays tribute to the special hour of night that welcomes the alluring and terrifying. This month playing The Fly, Sleep Has Her House, and Hexen, Witchcraft Through the Ages, every Wednesday night. Information about screenings and special guests at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Alex of Tivoli, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
You are tuned into a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
Hi, this is John Hall. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 Acre.
Ever giving, that's a given. All God's children are special, but not like you. No, not like you. Your head to the sky. It's crazy to say this, but you're the greatest. Can't explain it. I know that you know the truth. They can't deny you. Yeah, they can't deny you. It's true. Yeah, remember Vegas. You've come a long way, kid. And let me just say this. You're the main character now. You're the main character now. Lift your head to the sky.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, it's where we talk about mental health, recovery, and the local community in Greenville, Indiana, and the surrounding areas. It's your boy, DJ Cole, and I'm joined with
DJ Cole.
And today, we have a nice show for you.
But first,
how are you doing today, DJ?
Great. Got a game yesterday.
Get shorter, I get sleepier. But today, we have a great show for you. We have some community events to show you. The word of the day, some fearless, some facts. So stick around for that. But right now, we will be right back after Shotgun by Georgia.
Alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road. Gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. We're south of the equator, navigator. Gotta hit the road. Gotta hit the road. Deep sea diving round the clock, bikini bottoms, lager tops. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. First, I think we're going to... Oh, I'm sorry. How impolite of me. I am joined with... And first, we're going to go into a Halloween tier list because it's that time of year. Halloween is a week away. Is it on a Friday? On the dot. So yeah, it's going to be on Friday, 31st. Who would have thought Halloween was on the 31st? So first off, we got the Halloween candy tier list. We're going to be giving grades to Halloween movies. And we're also joined with...
Pepsi Guy. $100,000, so I can't rate this one.
Nah, they're like trading fodder for real.
I never had.
So let's see here.
D.
D.
D. D. D. E. Hold on. E. E.
E. E. There ain't no E.
F.
You got F.
X.
I think D. I don't think it's the worst candy I've ever had.
You have to put it in F because
you never
had it.
Oh, I'll put it in. I never had it. Now we got the Three Musketeers.
A. No, S. 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 S.
It's really good value for the 9 elixir. So. Next we got Airheads.
C.
C? You put in Three Musketeers over Airheads?
Why you say that?
Well, I'm saying. We're also joined with
the Mountain Dew guy. He has
Mr. Mountain Dew.
Mr. Mountain Dew, indeed. We're ranking some candies.
That was
indeed.
Wake up, though.
All right. So I think since we want to put it in A, let's put it in C. I think that will average to B tier. Yes. That averages back to A. I agree. I think Airheads are pretty good. Now I think I've on popular opinion. Never had it.
Never had it.
I can't read.
Where's the E?
Yeah, glasses, you can't read.
Think, when you get graded, you don't get an E, you get an A, B, C, D, or F. Yeah. Graded.
Hey, guess what? I put an A, I put Almond Joy in C.
I can agree with that.
What?
That's S tier.
What
is that supposed to be?
It's like...
Mints are the best.
Chocolate mints.
Yeah, chocolate.
X.
Never had it.
Tristan, you've had those.
F.
F is crazy.
Big goalie.
I think it averages out to a B with the answers I'm hearing.
Next one.
I think it's like...
That's plan.
No, that's an S tier. That's an S tier snack.
S tier snack, bro.
Hey, it's healthy.
You know what? I agree with that. We're doing an unpopular take here. Personally, I'd be a little tight if I got handed it for Halloween. But out of everything on this list, it's definitely...
I love you some apples.
It's definitely the healthiest on the list.
What the heck are those strawberries?
I don't know. That's the grandma candy.
Oh, yeah. That's the grandma. Yo, those are pretty good. But like,
those are S.
What?
Those grandma candies are S. Those strawberry wrapper grandma candies, if you got shut up! They're, I'd say S tier.
S tier is crazy
below the apple.
Nah, you're bugging.
I think it's C tier, personally.
What? Chicken stars.
Bro hit the diabolical. Yeah, we could bump it up to a B.
I'm putting that D.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Right below the mints and right below the musketeers.
Well, that app. Okay, I can get behind that.
I mean, I don't care.
Baby Ruth's.
Ew.
Mid.
F.
Super mid.
C.
F.
I don't think they're like the worst candy ever.
Is this the Minecraft music?
Yes, it is the Minecraft music.
Dreadful garbage.
We got that relaxing instrumental. I don't even know what this candy
colorful
is.
Colorful garbage.
X,
let me see.
I can't tell.
Yo, that is fire. Those are butterscotch candy.
Oh, butterscotch. Oh,
I think.
No, you're right. Yeah, because the bottom where it's unwrapped.
I'm sorry.
You chilling. Butterscotch is mid.
Butterscotch is also mid.
Goated.
You saying goated?
What? What's goated?
Butterscotch.
Depends on what he says. That's either A or B.
That's not goated.
That's like
C. Wait, hold on. Why
that's
do you
like
think
trading fodder.
You trade that just to get... Even if you get something worse than it, you trade it just to get it out.
Yeah, so that's training fodder.
Nah, when it gets in your teeth, bro, I'll be getting tight.
That's true.
I'll be getting tight.
What are these? Honey candies?
Yeah.
Never had that.
Never had them. You don't want them.
Yo,
Butterfinger?
Smacking. I'm not going to lose.
I think at least A tier.
I'll put that B tier. I'm those are smacking. I'm not
they're... Above or below the Three Musketeers?
Above.
I agree. For sure. I concur. You never had a Butterfinger?
Oh,
you
Butterfinger? I thought we were still on that honey candy.
Nah.
Butterfinger is S tier. That's golden.
So that'll average out to B because he said F. He said S.
I said F.
Am I
saying S?
Yes.
Oh. Am I saying candy corn?
See,
candy corn's so mad.
That's S. That's golden. Oh my goodness.
I guess.
We love candy corn. Candy corn is the best.
Bro sounded like a political figure there.
We will rule the world with candy corn.
Well, since he likes it.
S?
You want S?
S? Why you say S?
You hyped up today.
Candy corn is just pure sugar.
Breaking a point.
Well, since we got two F's and two S's, that's right in the middle. Let's see. Okay.
Candy corn is just pure sugar.
Milky Way?
I don't even know what flavor this is. Peanut butter? Grand apple. I never had that.
That's A.
I'll put an X. Oh, crunch bars? Yeah, I'm putting an S.
Crunch bars are pretty
good.
S tier. That's S tier. All right, we can go S tier.
In front of the apple. Even in front of the golden apple.
Dots, but I'm not going to lie, it's trash.
Dots.
I don't like them.
I love them, bro.
I'll eat them if I have to. So I'll put S.
If it's
I think. Yeah, what should you say?
That's definitely the lowest.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, these things are so mid.
What are those?
This is the worst gum.
Bubble gum?
Yeah, the Hubba
those
Bubba.
Those are F.
Thank you.
Those are S. What do you mean?
You can't even eat them.
Hey, out of all the candy corn, you can't clap.
Out of all the candies on this list, you can't even eat this one. Let that sink in.
I love it.
I can get a little flavor after like three.
Make
seasons.
A new tier. Can't even eat. Make what a new tier.
Can't even eat.
Make a new tier.
What is that? I've never heard of that.
And put it Hubba Bubba Gum.
I'm putting an X. I've never
heard of good and plenty there.
Right below.
We'll put it in X since you haven't had them.
What are those?
Next. So you haven't had them either.
No, what are they?
Good and plenties. They're like Mike and Ike's, but different.
Nah, I'll put an X.
Mike and Ike's better.
Gummy bears? I'm putting an S tier.
I'm also putting that in S tier.
Gummy bears? Yeah.
It took out my teeth once. And I had to get
gummy bear did?
Mm-hmm.
You'll be okay.
I was just snacking on a whole bag of gummy bears.
You have a whole bag.
It was like a big bag.
Bro, that sounded like Jeffy. Next, we got Heath's. They're so mad.
Hershey?
Heath's.
Oh, I thought you said Hershey.
Those are absolutely
never heard of,
they're
never
trash.
Garbage.
I never heard of it. So.
Get those out of my sight. Make a new tier.
You guys eat quarters?
Hubba Bubba Gum.
What?
You guys eat quarters?
Yeah, the chocolate quarters.
Those look like real quarters, homie.
No, those are chocolate.
No, they're chocolate.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I know you guys eat quarters.
Yeah, that looks like real quarters, too.
It do, I'm not gonna lie. You got hurt. Let's go with the kiss. I'm putting an S. I'm not going to. I'll put an A C because. But I like the ones where what is it?
All right. So my reasoning on Hershey's why I'd rate them lower is because they're fine. They taste good, right? But that's a cheap way to give out candy. Imagine just giving one Hershey. Oh, okay. I thought you said something else. I dead thought you said something else.
I was at a choke.
Okay?
I almost said it.
Ah.
I messed up.
Yo, did someone just burp?
You know, guys. Like the nut that comes from the tree and all.
Hershey's?
Hershey's?
I put an A.
I don't like Hershey's, personally.
With the nuts? Pause. I'll put an S here. Like the almond ones, like the Hershey almonds.
I think that'll happen.
With the Hershey almonds, I mess those up.
I'm personally putting Hershey's in F. I think they're the most.
Yeah, put an F.
And then he said B, so that happens around me. Guys.
Stop.
Please.
Oh, that is.
That's S. Can do it maybe later. Obama Prism. Obama grilled cheese sandwich.
Obama
grilled cheese.
The grilled cheese sandwich. Obama grilled cheese sandwich.
So everybody, we're gonna go into We Are Young.
Obama Prism.
And we will be right back after this song.
Obama Prism. Obama Prism.
Give me a second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom.
Just across the bar, my seat's been taken by some sunglasses, asking about a scar, and I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home. Tonight, we are young, so let's set the world on fire. We can burn brighter than the sun. Tonight, we are young, so now I know that I'm not all that you got. I guess that I just thought maybe we could find new ways to fall apart. But our friends are back, so let's raise a towel, 'cause I found someone to carry me home. Tonight, we are young, so and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
Hello, everybody, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. Broadcasting to you, that scared me, I'm not even gonna lie. Broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Anchor Catskill, Hudson. If you don't know where Clubhouse Radio is, it's where we talk about mental health and recovery in the local community in Greene and Columbia County and surrounding areas. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I'm joined with DJ Doom. And we was ranking some Halloween candy where we left off. Now first, before we get back into this fun, I just want to shout out some community events, because being a part of community makes every day easier. Best thing about community is if you know somebody in the community, then you're also a part of that community. Yay. Yay indeed. I said community 8 times in that sentence. Thank you. So first off, we have the Catskill Food Pantry. that is open every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Church, and that is located 50 William Street in Catskill. So head on there on Friday. Show up at 11 because we need to keep the parking lot clear of stuff because they unload the food. So yeah, that's pretty cool. They got some good food there. This week the fruit was limes. So big shout out to them. Even if you...
What?
Limes. You never had a lime? Limes are pretty good. They're like...
I've only had it on like these tacos. My mom gets one somewhere.
Oh, I see.
I forgot though.
They're like lemons, but green.
Not green lemons.
Limes? Yeah, they pretty much are. Lime. Okay, I see, I see. You spin facts. So next off, we have...
And lemons are lemon colored.
That's very true. And orange are what color? Oranges. Oh my god. Who'd have thought? So, we also got free play Fridays with Miss Jess and Miss Bathsheba at the Palinville Library. Fridays from 10 to 11 a.m. So that's pretty cool. Drop on by for that. The suggested ages are 1 through 5, so it's mainly to drop the kiddos there. So that's a pretty cool thing.
I'm doing
some
it too.
Story time. What's your opinion on story time?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Next off, we have Baba Booey. The Catskill Elks Lodge is hosting a free Thanksgiving dinner.
Did you say Baba Booey?
I did just say Baba Booey.
You can't say
Baba
Booey like that.
I just did.
Scared me.
So, join them for the Catskill Elk Lodge. Join them for their free Thanksgiving dinner, Thursday, November 27th, 2025. So, that is located at 45 North Jefferson Avenue in Catskill, New York. So, that's pretty cool. They're just a cool spot in general. But you do have to call in ahead to reserve your spot because there is limited seats. So to do that, you can call in at 518-943-9205 to reserve your seat no later than November 24th. Once again, 518-943-9205. Next off, oh no, that's it for the community events. So big shout out to them. Super cool helping out their community. We appreciate that a lot here because community is what makes the world go around. Think no one human is powerful enough to build communities, but with community, you got it done. So next off, we're gonna go back into the candy ranking. You got two microphones? Only use one. We don't want to create a feedback loop here. You're gonna be heard though. Don't worry, my friend. So next off, you said hot tamales were too spicy.
I hate them. How dare you?
All right. So we're gonna put them in. I'm gonna let you take control of the list now, cause the other DJ has decided to dip, so it's up to you. This is going to be your list from now on. Where you put them on Jolly Ranchers?
S, but...
Thank you.
I like an S, but they're going to have to go in B.
Oh.
Because I was eating one, I bit into it, and it took out my tooth.
Ooh.
That's going to B. Because that...
No, that's valid. One time, I was chewing on a Jolly Rancher, and my filling broke. So, I'm not a big fan of them either. Next off, we got Junior Mints. You ever had them? You love them? Where you be putting them? Right here? That's solid. And for those of you who don't know how this works, we're just taking a different category of item. It could be foods, it could be animals, it could be exercises. But this week, we're doing candy to prepare for Halloween. And we just give them a grade. So just like school grades, you got A, B, C, D, and F. And then if something's super good, you give it S for super. And that's the highest rank it can get.
And then you give it X for never had
it. Yeah, X is not applicable. So next off, we got the goat. Personally, I would put this in S tier. We got Kit Kats. Okay, thank you, thank you. We can agree on that one. I'm a psychopath. You know big Kit Kat bars? That's like four different Kit Kats?
Yeah.
I chew them. I eat them like a regular candy bar. What do you think about that? You do it too. Yeah, this guy gets it. Next, we got Laffy Taffy.
Let me think.
All right.
Hey.
Nice. I think they're pretty good. Ooh, these are banging. I love me some chewy lemon heads. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Chewy lemon heads are so good. Nothing like Red 40 and sugar. Fun dip too?
Yes.
fun dip. Also, going S tier. So we're going to do like 6 or 7 more, and then we're gonna change it up. Let's do M&M's. Where are we putting M&M's? A tier? I can agree with that. You got some good taste, my friend. Now we're going to do quarters. Chocolate quarters, to be specific. S tier? No, neither have I. If you're talking about real quarters, I'll put them in an S tier. Because you can do your laundry with them. Next, we got Mike and Ike's.
Below A.
Below A. Okay, I got you. Below or above Laffy Taffy?
Above Junior Mints.
Above Junior Mints, I got you. So we're just going to do the last one, last but not least, Sour Patch F. Kids. F?
S.
S? Okay. I was about to say.
Behind the apple.
Behind the apple.
Apple's the best.
Apples are the best.
Put apple in the front. Put the apple all the way in the front. The apple is the best one ever.
Apple is
I would
goated.
Love to get out
hungry. Heck yeah. You heard it here first, folks. So now that we're done with the candy, we're going to do some fun facts about Halloween. Boom, 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 boom.
Ka-chow.
Ka-chow, indeed. So Halloween's roots go back more than 2,000 years ago to the ancient Celtic festival Samhain, which marked the end of harvest and the start of winter for farmers. On the night of Samhain, the Celts believed the boundary between the living and the dead grew thin, allowing spirits to roam the earth. And you know the name Halloween, right, my friend?
Maybe.
Well, it comes from All's Hallows Eve, the night before All Saints' Day. Did you know that? Boom,
no.
You know it now. Did you know? You always gotta be skeptical.
I know what's dope.
Next off, did you know? You know jack-o'-lanterns, right?
Yeah.
What are they made with?
Pumpkins.
Did you know? They used to be made with turnips and potatoes before pumpkins?
Why?
Why, you ask? That is a good question. It's because.
No, they used for eating, not carving.
In Ireland, people carved turnips or potatoes to ward off evil spirits.
Ka-chow.
Ka-chow, indeed.
Chicken.
But in America, pumpkins turned out to be easier to carve and thus became the go-to jack-o'-lantern material.
The goat.
The goat of jack-o'-lanterns. Chicken butt.
Mike,
right there. Bro is the mic stand.
Let's go.
Bro is Mike. That's your new DJ name, DJ Mike. Now I'm playing. The traditional Halloween colors, black and orange, have roots in antiquity. Black symbolized death or the dark half of the year, and orange, the autumn harvest. I did not know that. That one's neato. Trick-or-treating.
What about purple?
Purple? I don't know where that one comes from.
Purple is there, too.
Purple is cool. Purple's a good color, too. That color is like an S-tier color.
Yeah, I like my purple.
Trick-or-treating has mixed origins. One tradition involves medieval souling, children going door to door for food in exchange for prayers in England. And we're down to the last three. Halloween is the second largest commercial holiday in the US after Christmas. In terms of consumer spending, the fear of Halloween has a name. Did you know that? I did not. It is called Samhainophobia.
Who named it Samhainophobia?
That sounds like you're afraid of somebody named Sam.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. And last but not least, certain foods and treats connected to Halloween. For example, the candy corn was originally called chicken feed.
What? Chicken feed.
So you think that candy corn is good? You eating chicken feed, my boy?
No, I don't eat chicken feed. I hate chicken feed.
I hate chicken feet too, thank you. So you hate candy corn? You just said it. You just said you hate candy corn. I got you, bro. But they're the same thing. Have you eaten chicken feet? You said that a little bit like you have.
Gone.
You got your pet chicken. How's he doing? Yeah, you do. Jeremy, bro. How could you forget about Jeremy? That's so...
I went to the washroom.
Oh, God, no.
I accidentally killed him.
Sort of what?
Jeremy. My plushie chicken.
You killed him.
And I didn't know he was there. And then all I heard was... Go! And then nothing.
Oh, no.
Fender, and I see he got
some. And for those of you just tuning in and listening, don't worry, Jeremy is a stuffed animal. So we chill on that one. Do not smush chickens, that is a disclaimer. The only time you can smush chicken is when you're putting them in a pan with some carrots and making some nice
no
dinner.
Carrots.
No carrots? Now, what's your
no,
vegetable
just
choice?
Just put the chickens with the eggs in your.
I see. Oh, you want to do the holiday tier list? Alright, we're going to go into the rathers. Hope you guys are enjoying yourselves so far, and I hope everybody is having a good day. So the first would you rather we're going to do is would you... We can't do that. You're not. They said would you rather go back to 14 years or go to 16? 16. Miss that. I do not miss school personally.
And I gotta go back to school in 2 days.
Oh, heck no.
On Monday, I hate Mondays. I'm happy on the weekend, but on Sunday, you take your shower and you remember.
I got
Mondays right around the corner stalking you like a predator.
That's the most
waiting
relatable
for its
thing
prey.
I've ever heard.
And I'm angry. And Wednesday's the halfway mark. And Friday is the finish line.
Heck yeah, my friend.
But Tuesday and Thursday don't really matter to me. I hate them.
So would you rather eat everything for the rest of your life with only a spoon or a fork?
So here's the thing. If you use a fork, you can't eat you can only eat the cereal. You can't get your milk.
Exactly.
If you use your spoon, how are you going to
eat steak?
Eat your chewy steak.
Exactly.
Fork, and mashed potatoes, okay. Spoon mashed potatoes, okay. But, here's one thing. If you try to eat a chicken wing, you bet you can only use a spoon or a fork. I'll chew the fork, I can stab it, rip it off. But the spoon, I can't stab it. It's not sharp enough.
I see. That was a perfect evaluation behind some majestic music.
I choose fork.
I couldn't have said it better myself. I agree. So, next one. Would you rather... Let's do... This. I don't know. That one's silly, isn't it? We're gonna...
I don't like Taylor Swift at all.
I don't like Taylor Swift either. That's right. Here at WG... No, not at WGXC. Here at Clubhouse, we ain't Taylor Swift fans. I can't say for anybody else at WGXC.
We ain't Dawn Elizabeth. I saw her up there. Trust.
Would you rather be extremely handsome, but 5 feet, or extremely ugly, but 6'4"?
Already handsome and 5 feet though.
Ooh, you said
actually,
it.
No, I'm 4'7", I think.
So we got your answer with that one?
Yeah. I'll be a little bit higher if I was 5 feet today.
Nice. Ooh, that's that middle show yawn for you today, everybody. So next off, would you rather have regeneration or healing? That one sounds similar, so we're going to break it down here. Regeneration allows you to perfectly heal only yourself of every wound. And healing allows you to heal everybody else's wounds. Oh, okay, but you can't heal yourself. So would you rather be able to heal other people or heal yourself? What you thinking of?
I have here on the say 6,700 likes.
Oh my god. Of course that's the thing you go to.
But honestly, I do healing so that I can heal other people. Because why not?
I agree with that one.
Why not be a good person?
Next off, out of all these superpowers, which one would you rather have? Invisibility, super strength, flight, teleportation, mind reading, or underwater breathing?
Teleportation, because I could just teleport to the clubhouse, and when I gotta go, I could teleport, get the stuff I need, and teleport back home.
I think I would go with teleportation, too. Think yeah, you could visit any country in an instant. That'd be sick.
I'll just think Pakistan, ka-chow.
Why Pakistan?
I'm in Pakistan.
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
I got
you. I wanna go to Pakistan.
That's fair, bro.
But if I teleportation, when I teleport, your atoms, they disappear, and they create a new one.
So is that a new you?
And new.
So you heard it here first, folks.
So teleportation's actually a good power.
Oh yeah, definitely. I agree. So now we're gonna teleport into a song.
Ka-chow!
Hope you guys enjoy Bones by the Neighborhood Watch.
Ka-chow!
Books and pens, I can tell that we are gonna be friends. upon the ground and look at all the bugs we found. Safely walk to school without a sound. Safely walk to school without a sound. Here we are, no one else. We walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. We clean up and now it's time to learn. We clean up and now it's time to learn. Numbers, letters, learn to spell. Nouns and books and show and tell. Playtime, we will throw the ball. Back to class, through the hall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. We don't notice any time pass. We don't notice anything. Sit side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
Tell that we are gonna be friends. Live on 90.7 FM WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and we had a variety of different guests stopping by for the show today, but now it is just me and you. And whoever else is chilling in the car, too. Don't think I forgot about you, John, in the back seat doing your taxes. So, we've listed some community events so far. We did some Would You Rathers. We did some fun facts. I think it's time for Word of the Day. And I get these words from the Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows. It's a book by John Koenig where he goes into words for emotions that he made up. And all words are made up, by the way. And if you want to know a word for a word that is made up, it is called neologisms. So in this book of neologisms, he creates books for emotions that are more complex than sad or happy. And today, I picked out Adleworth. It's an adjective. Unable to settle the question of whether you're doing okay in life. Feeling torn between conflicting value systems and movable goalposts, which makes you measure your progress and long for someone to come along and score it in discrete and measurable units. Points, dollars, friends, followers, or a grade point average, which may not clear up where you're going, but would at least reassure you that you're one step closer to getting there. Now I'm a big fan of this book. Personally, if you guys want to check it out, you can. Completely up to you. Next off, I think it's time to go into some more Would You Rathers. So these are really fun. I'm finding these on Reddit. We're going to read some answers of other people, and I'm going to give my own takes on them too. So I think... this one's really interesting. Would you rather be able to teleport or always have a minimum of $25 in your wallet? So pretty much unlimited money if you think about it. $25 and it will respawn every time you open your wallet. So yeah, that's practically infinite money. So it's teleportation or infinite money here. So we're going to read some of the comments before I give my answer. I'd choose the $25. I'd have no financial problems since I could take out the $25, and because there's always a minimum of $25. Teleporting would be cool, but I would rather live my life without worrying about money. Now that also raises another good point. If you had infinite money like that, and
take a while of pulling out 25s out of your wallet, but you could buy yourself a plane. Or you could just go on a flight whenever you want by just pulling out a few 25s. I like how it's slightly inconvenient, and because of that, I want to say teleport. Because think, with the money, you could, but there'd still be the time traveling too, and then also the time pulling out the $25. Somebody else said teleportation. I could make money by being the fastest and most expensive delivery service on the planet. Now that's a good point too. You could make money by teleporting. But I feel like that would take a lot more effort to market your teleporting to than just pulling out $25. So I think personally, I think I'm actually going to have to go with the teleporting. That was a close one. But the really deciding factor is I don't use cash. I pay with a card on everything. I guess I could just... No. You know, I'm changing my answer. Because I could just pull out the money and deposit it into my account. And then boom. We chillin'. So, next off for the Would You Rathers. Sorry, I just read a funny one that was a little inappropriate for the show. But this one's really interesting. Would you rather be able to pause, rewind, or fast forward time? Now, 2,800 people said they want to pause time. 4,500 people said they wanted to rewind time. And only 229 people said they want to fast forward time. Now, to play devil advocate for the fast forwarding time, if you're in a situation you really don't want to spend time in, for example, a super long, boring car ride, or even a flight that's like 18 hours, some people have to do that to visit their family. So boom, fast forward the time. In an instant, it's gone. You know, you're waiting for your DoorDash order. Boom, fast forward time. You're waiting for your favorite game, your video game to update. Boom, fast forward time. It's too rainy out. Boom, fast forward time. It's not raining anymore. So, we're going to read some answers. Rewind time and undo the stupid stuff in my life. Now that's fair, but think, when you rewind, then you're gonna have to live from that time since there's no fast forward. Another answer says, pause and never on pause, I'll have eternal life. Honestly, fair game, but that life would be very sad and boring, not being able to talk to anybody. If you're the only one in pause time, that just sounds super duper bland. So next off, we have, would you rather get a 50% discount on anything you buy or a 50% profit on all the money that you gain? Whew. I feel like this one doesn't matter that much. 4,000 people said they'd rather have the 50% discount, and 50% of people said they would rather have an extra profit. I mean, at the end of the day, everything's just easier to get, right? Oh, no, because 50% profit would be 1.5 times the money. Or wait, 50% profit from anything you gain? So that's only... I'm assuming they meant 50% plus profit. Because that just makes the answer so clear. So we're going to assume that. So I think I'm going to have to go with the 50% discount. Because 150% of the profit is 1.5 times. But 50% discount is everything half off. So it just makes more sense. Oh, this one's really good. Would you rather be physically twice as fast, or be able to think and process information at 1.25 times the speed? So 2,000 people said physically fast, and 4,600 said mentally fast. I mean, you could just 1.25% times speed processing information, you could read so much faster. You could become the smartest person if you really put your mind to it. Like, that ability just sounds pretty crazy. Anything you like doing, like if you like playing the guitar, or if you like reading books, you could just do it more.
in the same amount of time. But being physically twice as fast, that would just be fun, man. That would be sick, being able to run. I mean, at that point, you can train and become the fastest person. So it's, would you really want to be the fastest person or the smartest person? I think personally, I'm going physically fast just because I enjoy going on runs. But I could see why the majority of people would rather be mentally fast. Now, we're approaching the end of the day, guys. It was a pretty chill show. A bit chaotic earlier with the youth on here, but I wouldn't have it any other way. Now we got the Minecraft background music. I think I'm going to go over the community events one more time and then call it a day and play out to some music. So of course, we got the Catskill Food Pantry, open every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Church in 50 William Street, Catskill, New York. You can give them a call to ask about questions at 551-299-2456. Next off, we have the Catskill Elk Lodge. 1341 is hosting a free Thanksgiving dinner, Thursday, November 27th, 2025. Please join us for a dine-in meal. Doors open at 12 noon, dinner served at 12:30 p.m. Seating is limited, reservations are required. Please call 518-943-9205 to reserve your seat no later than November 24th. So big shout out to them, Catskill Elks Lodge. That's doing a great help, a great asset to the community. Everybody should be able to have a Thanksgiving dinner. Food is a right. I don't think there should be anybody in the world without food when there's billionaires on this planet. Just my opinion personally. And last but not least, we have Free Play Fridays at the Palinville Library every Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. So the suggested age range from that is 1 to 5, so it's a bit more for the younger kiddos. So if you have a kid and you have some free time, maybe go to story time. Or if you're a kid in the backseat of the car with your parents, you can ask your parents, and if they're in a good mood, they'll say maybe. And then you can ask them later, and they'll say yeah. And last but not least, I just wanted to say I appreciate everybody for tuning in. If you're listening to this, that means you're a pretty cool person. I know that's cliche, but none of this would be possible without you guys, and I just really appreciate your support. I hope you guys enjoyed today's chaotic, then calm show, and we're going to go into Solstice by Richie Mitch and the Coal Miners. You know, every autumn, every fall, I seem to really be going into my folk rock phase. Something about the leaves changing and the weather getting cooler just makes me want to listen to this type of music. So I hope you guys enjoy, and I will see you next week.
It's past all summertime. The hills feel snow. I've crossed another line. Frozen ground below. And it feels good, it feels good.
You just heard a rebroadcast of a past live